Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to figure out the best way to handle indulgences and to recognize times when having none may be easier than having a little. In general, I try to eat a fairly healthy diet. However, I have a particular thing for dark chocolate-covered caramels. I used to buy them all the time at Trader Joe's because, well, they're good. But whenever I bought a box, they would be gone within the day. And eating a dozen chocolate-covered caramels in a day does not leave one feeling particularly chipper. So eventually I realized I was better off just not buying them at all, there or at Wegmans, which has some pretty good ones too. If the chocolates are in the house, I will eat them, and I will eat them quickly. Saying no over and over again, that is, practicing moderation and maybe eating one per day, is really hard. But giving a hard pass in the store once? Well, that's not so difficult. None turns out to be easier than a little. I have a feeling I am not the only one for whom this is true, although I'd say here that it's not true for other things in my life. I can eat a small number of potato chips or French fries. A pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream is definitely 3 or 4 servings, not one. For whatever reason, it is just the chocolate-covered caramels that get me. But for some people, this may be true more globally. Writer Gretchen Rubin has theorized that some people are moderators, that is, they are able to indulge in moderation, while other people are abstainers, people for whom it is easier to have none than just a little. She explains that once an abstainer has decided not to partake, they're no longer really tempted. Are there things that you can't help consuming more of than you want once you start? Would it be easier to turn them down altogether? These particular vices need not be food at all. Some people can't stop watching certain TV shows once they start. Or once they open Instagram, they feel compelled to look at every picture ever posted. Whatever it is, if there is something that is nearly impossible for you to stop once you start, then consider just not starting. Don't turn on HGTV. Don't buy chips at the grocery store. Don't order popcorn at the movies. Don't open Instagram. Or at least, not usually. Sometimes abstainers can indulge within very particular rules. You decide that you will watch reality shows while staying at hotels, or eat dessert on Saturdays, or only look at Instagram for 5 minutes in the morning while you are making your coffee. In these cases, you can set specific contexts for indulging, and then still realize that none is easier than a little the rest of the time. You don't waste the bandwidth deciding. If you are not in a hotel, there are no reality shows. Simple as that. Are there indulgences you find it easier to just stay away from? Let me know what is your equivalent of dark chocolate-covered caramels. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.